Hello and welcome to Cinema Scene. Today's program introduces three entertaining films from the past: It Happened One Night, The Quiet Man, and Oklahoma. Our first feature is the 1934 classic entitled It Happened One Night, directed by Academy Award winner Frank Capra, with screenplay by Robert Riskin. The film is based on the short story Night Bus by Samuel Hopkins Adams. The movie centers around the pampered heiress Ellie, played by Oscar winner Claudette Colbert. Despite the disapproval of her millionaire banker father, Alexander Andrews, played by Walter Connolly, Ellie wants to marry the show-off king, Wesley, played by Jameson Thomas. The issue leads to an argument between father and daughter, and Ellie runs away, boarding a bus for a long trip to reunite with her fiancé in New York City. Having grown up in a completely protected environment, Ellie does not have the street smarts to be on her own. Soon after starting her journey, Ellie loses all her possessions and money. She meets a fellow passenger, Peter Warren, played by Oscar winner Clark Gable. Peter, a newspaper reporter who has just lost his job, recognizes Ellie's identity and sees this as a chance for a career-making scoop. He offers to help her find Wesley on the condition that she provides him with an exclusive story about her. Meanwhile, Mr. Andrews is very worried about his daughter. He hires detectives and purchases a front-page newspaper ad offering a $10,000 reward for information on Ellie's whereabouts. The newspaper exposure forces Peter and Ellie to get off the bus in order to avoid being found. Ellie becomes reliant on Peter, who watches out for her and gets them out of many difficult situations throughout their journey. The pair's clashing personalities and the unique circumstances make for many humorous scenes. But as time goes on and Ellie gets the chance to experience the adventures that she could have never imagined before, the unlikely duo each find that they genuinely care for one another.
Hey, you should have swallowed that. You're not going to have any breakfast, you know.
Oh, you needn't rub it in. What are you eating?
Carrots.
Raw?
Mm-hmm. What?
No. Why didn't you get me something I could eat?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. The idea of offering a raw carrot to an Andrew. Hey, you don't think I'm going around panhandling for you, do you? You better have one of these. Best thing in the world for you, carrots.
It Happened One Night is a funny and unlikely love story about two people from very different backgrounds. The critically acclaimed film was the first to win all five major Academy Awards in the categories of Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Screenplay. The Library of Congress selected It Happened One Night to be preserved in the United States National Film Registry as being culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
I'm hungry.
Eat a carrot.
No.
Our next feature is the 1952 romantic comedy film The Quiet Man, directed by four-time Academy Award winner John Ford. Frank S. Nugent wrote the screenplay of The Quiet Man based on a 1933 story, Saturday Evening Post, by Maurice Walsh. Set in Ireland during the 1920s, the story is about Sean Thornton, an Irish-born American from Pittsburgh, played by Oscar winner John Wayne. Sean returns to Innisfree, Ireland, to reclaim his ancestral home and escape his past. There, he meets and immediately falls in love with the beautiful, red-haired Mary-Kate Danaher, played by Maureen O'Hara. However, Mary's brother, Red, Will Danaher, played by Victor McLaglen, is the village bully. Sean is soon welcomed by the villagers, some of whom had known his grandfather and father. But Red remains hostile toward Sean because he had also wanted to buy the land. After repurchasing his family's property, Sean moves in but discovers that it has already been cleaned. He finds out that Mary Kate is actually the one who has been maintaining his home. Sean visits Red to formally ask for his approval to wed Mary Kate, but Red immediately refuses.
I thank you anyway, Sean Thornton, for the asking.
You don't think this changes anything? It's what you say that counts, not him.
No, Sean, you've gone too far. That's enough.
Say, what is this? We're gonna get married, are we?
Aren't we? Due to Irish customs, Mary-Kate cannot marry Sean without getting her brother's consent. With the help of several locals, Will is tricked into believing that the rich widow Tulane, played by Mildred Natwick, wants to marry him, but only if Mary-Kate does not live in the house. He thus finally gives his sister's hand to Sean. When he realizes the truth, he refuses to give Mary-Kate her full dowry, which, according to local tradition, represents her identity, independence, and pride. She insists that Sean get all her fortune from her brother. Due to an unpleasant experience that no one except the village priest knows about, Sean has decided never to fight with anyone again and therefore wants to avoid a confrontation with Will. Filmed in the picturesque countryside of Ireland, The Quiet Man beautifully portrays the love story of a traditional Irish woman and an American Yankee, and the challenges they encounter due to their cultural differences. The charming film won 2 Academy Awards in 1953 for Best Cinematography, Color, and Best Director. Frank S. Nugent also garnered the 1953 Writers Guild of America, USA Screen Award for Best Written American Comedy, while John Ford and assistant director Wingate Smith won the Directors Guild of America, USA Award for Outstanding Directorial Achievement in Motion Pictures. Let us now take a look at the 1955 musical film, Oklahoma, from four-time Oscar-winning Australian-American film director Fred Zinnemann. Brought from the stage to the silver screen, Oklahoma is based on the 1943 Broadway musical of the same name by the highly acclaimed duo, composer Richard Rodgers and lyricist Oscar Hammerstein II, who both personally oversaw the film production. The screenplay was written by Oscar winners Sonia Levien and William Ludwig. The story is set in the early 1900s outside the town of Claremore of the Oklahoma Territory before it became a state within the United States. The film stars two-time Emmy Award nominee Gordon McRae as Curly and Academy Award winner Shirley Jones as Laurie Williams. The rivalry between the local farmers and cowboys in the territory sets the environment for the love story of Curly, a handsome cowboy, and Lori, a farm girl. Everyone is looking to the upcoming box social dance. Curly enjoys riding his horse and visiting Aunt Eller, played by Charlotte Greenwood, and her niece Lori. He wishes to escort Lori to the dance, but she pretends to be uninterested, making him hesitant to ask. By the time Curly asks Lori to be his partner, she has already accepted the invitation of Aunt Eller's ranch helper, Judd Fry, played by Oscar winner Rod Steiger. Though Lori regrets and prefers Curly's company, Judd insists upon her commitment. Aunt Eller invites all partygoers to stop by her farm to freshen up. Lori is dismayed when she sees Curly and his date Gertie Cummings, played by Barbara Lawrence. Meanwhile, Curly thinks Judd could be dangerous for Lori and warns him to be careful. On the way to the dance, Judd slows down their carriage intentionally so they are behind everyone else. He confesses to Lori that he is obsessed with her and will never let her leave. Will she be able to escape from his clutches and be reunited with her true love? A vibrant film, Oklahoma, integrates wonderful music, dance, and delightful storyline. It won 2 Academy Awards in 1956 for Best Music, Scoring of a Musical Picture, and Best Sound Recording. It Happened One Night, The Quiet Man, and Oklahoma are three marvelous classics that continue to uplift spirits more than 5 decades after their production. Cherished viewers, thank you for joining us for today's Cinema Scene. Please keep your dial tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the noble way of living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May you and your loved ones flourish in heaven's love.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cs.